Rupta Tura Chof Dalid, in Likutei Moran Chelek Aleph. This chapter is a continuation of the debate between Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya and the Sovei Devei Atuna, the wise men of Athens. This chapter of Likutei Moran has to be in a class of its own for a lot of reasons. One of the reasons being, Rav Nachman Shigrin Zal writes that Rav Nosson Zal told him that when Rabbeinu Zal gave this shir, Rabbeinu Zal went into such a hislavus that the people there weren't able to understand a word he was saying. He was so on fire, he was so high, that he was talking fast and with hislavus where people couldn't understand at all. And it was only afterwards that Rabbeinu Zal gave him the opportunity to write it down, and he went over the Torah with him in detail. This chapter in Likutei Moran speaks about some of the deepest concepts in life, in religion, and it also speaks about some of the most practical advice that Rabbeinu Zal gives for being successful in Yiddishkeit. We're going to try, as best as we can, to explain the chapter on Likutei Moran itself. In Likutei Moran, it's not that long a chapter. It's two sides, basically, which makes it a little bit containable. In Likutei Halachos, Rav Nosson Zal touches like 10 incredibly important basics of Yiddishkeit, of Breslov, based on this chapter on Likutei Moran. And in fact, one of the largest halachos in Likutei Halachos, which continues for about 50 pages, a 50-page discussion on one item, is based on this chapter on Likutei Moran, tying it into very, very important items for us. We who are Breslov, we who believe in Rabbeinu Zal, and we who understand that you can't really understand and appreciate and apply Rabbeinu Zal's words without seeing it through Rav Nosson Zal's eyes. Hopefully, Mitzvah Hashem will take a look through Rav Nosson Zal's eyes and in Likutei Halachos to be able to understand this Torah in Likutei Moran. Because when we're going to learn it inside, on the surface, it seems to be heavy duty Kabbalah. It seems to be very deep. And yet, it's talking about some items. Rav Nosson Zal, in introducing that halacha, says that we can't deny. We know for a fact, Rabbeinu Zal always stressed this, that his shiurim were not being spoken just for tzaddikim, but his words were being addressed to every single Jew, biggest, smallest. Everything that we're going to learn here applies to the biggest tzaddikim, and it applies to people like us, that we also have to reach out to this and try to accomplish what's written here. We start with the quotation from the Gemara. The Gemara says, Amru lei, the Sovei Devei Atuna said to Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya, if you're so smart, Emtzeisa da'alma hecha. Emtzeusa da'alma hecha. Where is the center of the world? Now we know that the center is always considered to be the most important. The Gemara takes the example of Avram Avinu, who was met by a delegation of three angels, and it says in the Torah that he spoke to one of them. The Gemara says, which one did he speak to? The one standing in the middle. Because we know that whenever there's a group of people together, the most important one is in the middle, the next one in importance is to his right, and then the third one in importance is to his left, and then the rest surround him. But the most important is the center. Just as when Hashem created the world, as far as we're concerned, as Yidden, in a sense, besides man, the most important object in creation was the sun and the moon, these lanterns which were intended to light up the world. The Meforshim bring that these lanterns, the sun and the moon, were created bedafka on the fourth day of creation. I'm sorry, they were created on the first day. They were put into position. The light bulbs were screwed in. On the fourth day of creation, that's when they really started functioning, because the fourth day is the middle. It's the middle of creation. And in order for light to be able to serve its purpose most effectively, it's got to be centered. In order, whether it's serving a room or a stadium, whatever it is,
whatever light you're using, in order for it to have the best effect, it's got to be in the center. So here their question was, what is, or where is, the center of the world? Zokfo le'etzbosei, Rabbi Yishuv ben Hananya picked up his fingers, Omralu, and he said to them, Hocha, right here. He pointed to the spot where he was, this is the center of the world. Omrulei mi'emar, they said to him, who says? Could you prove it? Omar, he said, sure, I see Ashli u'moshchoi. Bring a rope and measure it. You'll see that this is the center. This is the debate as it's presented in the Gemara. Loshen Rabbein Azal. These are Rabbein Azal's words, and we stress again that at the time he said it, he was so on fire that they didn't understand what he was saying. It was only afterwards that this was recouped. Da, you should know, sheyesh oyer, that there is a certain light, shehu lemalo minafshin veruchin venishmosin, which is above the nefesh, ruach, and neshama. The nefesh, ruach, and neshama represent spiritual items that are very holy, and this particular light that we're talking about now is way above them. Vehu oyer ein soif, and this is the infinite light of Hashem. The Arizal says that the word oyer is bigimatria ein soif. The word oyer, which means light, is bigimatria ein soif, infinite or infinity. This is referring, in a sense, to one of the highest forms of Hashem kaviyachol. V'af al pi she'ein hasechel masigoy soy, and even though the human mind is not capable of understanding this, of achieving this light, af al pi kein redifo demachshovo lemirdaf abasrei, still the human mind chases after this. It runs after this light, trying to reach it. Valyidei horedifo, and through this chase, oz hasechel masigoy soy bebechinas moti v'loy moti. What happens is the person's mind achieved this light in the concept of moti v'loy moti, reaching it and yet not reaching it. A concept of what you say about a person, he has it, but he doesn't have it. Sometimes there's a person who thinks he's gotten a certain thing, it looks to him as if he grabbed onto it, but yet he really hasn't. So Rabbein Azal says, through the mind chasing, trying to reach up to this Oyer Ein Soif, it's zoche at times to achieve it in this form called moti v'loy moti, achieving and not achieving. Ki be'emes i'efsher lahasigoy soy, because the truth is, it's impossible to achieve this. Ki hu lemalo minefesh ruach neshama, because it's above nefesh ruach neshama, which means a person, a human being, within the form of nefesh ruach neshama, can't reach up that high. Now Rabbein Azal says, v'da, you should know, she'i'efsher lahasigoy soy afilu bebechinas moti v'loy moti, elo al yedei asiyas hamitzvois besimcho. Even if a person wants to achieve this light in this form of moti v'loy moti, the only way he can do it is by doing mitzvois with simcha, with joy. And here we pause to take note of one of the outstanding individuals in the history of Klal Yisrael. We talk about Yechidei Segula, meaning that in each and every single generation there are tzaddikim. This the Gemara says, there's no such thing as a Dor Yosoim, a generation without a captain of the ship, etc. However, we know, we believe, especially in as Breslova, from what we've been taught, that there were, from the beginning of time till today, there were certain extraordinary individuals that made a major mark in the history of Klal Yisrael. For instance, the first one that we register on this list is Moshe Rabbeinu, who doesn't need any introduction or elaboration. The second one is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal, who revealed a certain aspect of Torah that nobody else was given permission to reveal. Even though other tzaddikim studied secrets of Torah, the only tzaddik who he together with his students was zeicha to get so close to Hashem and to give Hashem such nachas that Hashem gave them permission to reveal secrets of Torah, to bring the whole wisdom of Kabbalah into the world and publicized it for the first time was Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai Zal and his Talmidim. After him, the next one that we list is hundreds of years later, the Arizal. The Arizal, again, represented a brand new beginning in revelation of the Oyer of Torah, because from what the way it's been taught us by our Rebbe Zichron Avrocha, those who study the Zohar HaKadosh, the Zohar HaKadosh itself is still a pretty closed sefer. There's approximately 75% of the Zohar HaKadosh that's in the style of Gemara, Medrash. It's a combination of Halacha and Agoda, just like the Gemara is, which people can understand to a degree. But the portion of the Zohar HaKadosh that deals with Kabbalah, which is about 25% of the Zohar HaKadosh, that portion, it's all presented in very, very sharp, short wording. And it wasn't until the Arizal came along and opened it up and started explaining it, dissecting it and expounding on it and writing tens of pages to explain each line over there, it was still very much a closed sefer. And even though there were the Ramban, the Ravid, Tzadikim, certain individual Tzadikim in different generations who were zeichet to understand it, but again, they weren't given permission to teach it to a group of Talmidim and to put it into writing. The first one was the Arizal, who was zeichet to commit these teachings to writing and to present to the world the Kisvei Arizal, which is considered to be the most fundamental, basic, comprehensive study of Kabbalah in existence, to the extent where the Arizal's Talmud, Reb Chaim Vital Zal, warns that anything other than this is dangerous. A person wants that there are other sforim of Kabbalah written that didn't necessarily come directly from the Arizal, and heaven help you if you take the risk of looking into them and studying them without going through the path that's been charted, the very delicate road with walls up on both sides that has been charted, that narrow path that the Arizal prescribed for studying Kabbalah successfully, properly, with all the proper introductions, etc. One who reads how Reb Chaim Vital Zal writes about the Arizal, that he was as great as the Tanoim of the Gemara and greater. The kind of welcome he had, that all the heavenly yeshivas, the yeshiva of Moshiach, the yeshiva of Rabbi Akiva, they begged him to come to attend shiurim there. And the wisdom that he had to be able to look at a person and be able to know all the previous gilgulim of the person, why the person was in the world, to go through a graveyard and point to a grave and explain all the different visits that this person made to earth and why he was here and what his tikkun was. The highest level of wisdom of Kiddusha, the Arizal in his own generation, in his own time, there were many tzaddikim. There were the Balei Shulchan Aruch, great tzaddikim, and yet he was in a class of his own, way apart from all of them. What made him unique? He was once asked, what makes you so different from the great, great tzaddikim of your own generation? And he said, it's one item. It's that when I did mitzvos, and when I do mitzvos, I do it with complete simcha. That's what set him totally apart from all these other tzaddikim in terms of this chokhmah of Nistor, the fact that Hashem revealed to him that which was closed and hidden from all the other tzaddikim. Based on this chapter in Likud Imran, we're going to be shown exactly what the connection is between those two. Because simcha is keser. The Pasuk says, v'simchas oilam al roisham, that they wore simcha on top of their heads, upon their heads, like a crown that's worn on the head. And a person who's zeichet to do mitzvahs with simcha, that person is zeichet to have access to keser, to the crown, which is called nistor, hidden, the sisrei Torah, secrets of Torah. Rabbeinu Zal says that it's impossible to be zeichet to achieve this oirein soif, even our level of moti v'lei moti, only through asiyas hamitzvahs besimcha. Because through a person doing mitzvahs with simcha, he brings a shlemus to the kedusha. He achieves completion of kedusha. Umale hachius v'hakedusha shebeklipois. Not only is he mashlim the kedusha, generally when we talk about kedusha is represented by 10 levels. starting from Malchus, going up to Keser, let's say. That's the full spectrum of Kedusha. Rabbi Nizal says, a person who's zeche to do mitzvahs with simcha, number one, he's mashlim the Kedusha, which means he's sholem in all 10 sviros, plus, number 11, he's male the chiyus and kedusha, which was in the klipos. Those sparks of kedusha, which aren't within the 10 floors. Those sparks of kedusha that fell into the basement, which the soton, the klipos, the tumo, were able to grab onto them. When a yid does averos, what happens is he throws away sparks of kedusha into the possession of tumo and klipos. Rabbi Nizal says, a person who does mitzvahs besimcha, he succeeds at releasing those sparks of Kedusha that were in the 11th floor, in the basement, under the 10 floors. Bebechinas achad osor samamonik toiris. In the concept of the 11 spices of the toiris. Ki haklipois heim bechinas moisrois. Because klipois represent that which is extra, unnecessary. For example, the hair and the nails within a person on the hand, which don't have any particular function. Vehein bechinas atzvus, and klipois represent sadness, depression. Bebechinas bechol otzev yihye moiser. Wherever there's atzvus, wherever there's depression, there's something that's unnecessary. So we see moisrois, which is one of the nicknames for klipois, goes synonymous with atzvus. Vehein tukfa didino, and they represent the severest form of the din of midas hadin of Hashem. Bebechinas vayis atzev eliboy, when Hashem brought the marble to the world, where He destroyed everything, boiling hot water, the combination of esh and mayim being used for total destruction. The pasuk says vayis atzev, that was atzvus at work. That was depression at work, which destroys everything. Eliboy, atzvus in the heart specifically, because the lev is the mokher of din. The lev is the shirish of din. We know that gvura represents din, but gvura is the second level. The father of gvura is bina. Bina is the first case where we have a left side. When we talk about the midos of Hashem, the first midos, keser. By Keser, the Zohar HaKadosh says, there's no concept of Yamin and Smoil. It's Kula Yamin. It's all Chesed. It's called Eino Chad Derachmi. One eye of Chesed, of kindness. When we drop down from Keser and things start opening up, you have Chochma and Bina. That's the first time that you have two. It's no longer one. Chochma's on the right side. Bina's on the left side. Bina's the first sphere that opens up the left side. Then you go down the next level, Chesed on the right, drawing from Chachma. The Zohar HaKadosh says that's why the word Chachma is Begimatria 73 and Chesed is 72, to show that Chesed is right below Chachma and Gevura is right below Bina. So Bina represents the Mokar of Din. Bina is the heart. Lev Maven. There are many psukim in the Torah that say that the heart is the Mokar of Bina. So the heart, Vayis Atzev Eliboy, Atzvus represents the Mokar, the origin of Din. Din at its highest source. The Iker HaSimcha he believe. And the opposite of atzvus, which is simcha, the main simcha is not the face a person puts on, because there are people, clowns walking around with big smiles, and inside he's crying bitter tears. The ikar simcha is belev. Kama shekosav, as the pasuk says, nosato simcha belibi. You Hashem have placed joy into my heart. The simcha in the lev, keneged the vayis atzev aliboy. The opposite of vayis atzev aliboy. The golus hashchina shehu bechinas lev shehu simchosan shel Yisrael. When we talk about the shechina going into golus, the Gemara says that when Bnei Yisrael go into golus, the shechina goes into golus with them. Imoy anoichi betzora. I am with them in their suffering. The Jews went down to Mitzrayim. The Arizal says the first pasuk in Shmoyis ve'ele Shmoyis Bnei Yisrael haboim Mitzrayma. These are the names of the Jewish people who went down to Mitzroima. The Arizal says the word Mitzroima is Bigimatria Shechina, exactly. To show that the Jews went down to Mitzrayim, the Shechina was in Mitzrayim. The golus of the shechina, shehi bechinas lev, the shechina, which is a concept of the heart, shehu simchoson shel Yisrael, the shechina, which is the simcha of Bnei Yisrael. Note the two words Rabbeinu Zal uses here, that the shechina is the lev and the simcha of Yisrael. The Arizal says that the two words lev simcha, we say on Friday night, or zaruah latzadik, uliyishrei lev simcha. Lev simcha is bigimatria shechina. Exactly. So that's why the Gemara says that the shechina will not attach itself to a person who's depressed, or only mitoich simcha. Because the words lev, the shechina which is the lev, and which is the simcha, shechina is bigimatria, lev simcha. Iker golusa, the main golus of the shechina is, kishe atzvus shehem haklipo is goyver moleha. When atzvus starts rising up and taking control, that's when the Shechina goes into Golus. Because these are the two opposite ends of the seesaw. The Shechina is Lev Simcha. Atzvus is the exact opposite of that. So when Atzvus starts creeping up, you know the Shechina's falling down, Rachmona Litzlan. Bebechinas vayis atzev el liboy. Atzvus attacks the heart, which is the Shechina. Ki besimcha, I'm sorry, v'zehu kishayotzu Yisrael me'agolus, and this is why, when the Jews are going to go out of Golus, k'siv, the pasuk says, ki besimcha teitzeyu. How does a Jew go out of Golus? If Golus is atzvus, then you go out of Golus with simcha. U'bishvil zeh, and it's because of this, shal yidei haktoires, malin me'haklipo ischiyusam, that this item, specifically k'toires, has the power to draw out from the klipois, the tuma, their chius, their life sustenance. In other words, what do klipois, what does tuma live off? It lives off fallen sparks of kedusha. It lives off the crumbs, in a sense. When a Jew does aveirois, so when a Jew drops mitzvois, he lets go of mitzvois, that kedusha, those sparks of kedusha fall down to the hands of the klipois, and it gives them nourishment, it gives them strength. K'toiris has the power to remove, it's like a magnet that scoops up those sparks of Kedusha that are in the hands of Klipois, which are their life sustenance. K'siv bohem, it says about the K'toiris, K'toiris yisamach lev. K'toiris brings joy to the heart. Nimtza, we see from this, kisha'ose ha-mitzvah b'simcha, that when a Jew does a mitzvah with simcha, azai male ha-shechina, he elevates the Shechina, Shehi HaMitzvah. The Shechina itself is the Mitzvah. Because the word Mitzvah, the Zohar HaKadosh says, is actually the name of Hashem. The Vav He is the same as the letters Vav He of Hashem's name. Mem and Tzadik in Atbash are Yud and Kei. Mem is the 10th letter from the end of the alphabet. Just like Yud is from the beginning of the alphabet. Tzadik is the 5th letter from the end of the alphabet, just like Hey is the 5th letter from the beginning. So that the word mitzvah, actually in secret code, is Hashem's name, Yud Kei Vav Kei. So Rabbeinu Zal says, when a Jew does a mitzvah with simcha, it means he's doing the Shechina with simcha. He's attaching simcha to the Shechina, Shehi Simcha Salev, the Shechina which is called the Simcha Salev, and he elevates it, he's malet mi bein haklipois, from among the klipois, v'ze b'chinas malchus v'yasiyo ho'oila min haklipois. And this is the concept of a statement that the Arizal makes. The Arizal says that when we talk about Kedusha taking off, when we talk about things starting to happen in Kedusha, step one is that the Malchus of the Olam Ho'asiyah, the Olam Ho'asiyah is the lowest of the four worlds, the first thing you have to do to start the ball rolling is to elevate the Malchus of the Olam Ho'asiyah from the place of the Klipois where it's to be found. Now, Rav Nosson Zal Nikutei Halachos talks a lot about this. When tzaddikim get up in middle of the night, for example, Tikkun Chatzos, the Gemara says specifically, Dovid HaMelech. Of all the tzaddikim that the Gemara talks about there, Tikkun Chatzos, Dovid HaMelech was the main one whom the Gemara makes an issue. He had the kinor, the ruach tzvoinis, that got him up at midnight, and that's when he started happening. That's when he really started doing all of his things. Why? The Zohar HaKadosh explains, because that's when the day really begins. The Jewish day begins from Chatzos Laila, not so much Shkia. That first half of the night is a dangerous time. That's a time when tzaddikim are supposed to be sleeping. That first half of the night, that's Midas Hadin. The Chesed actually first begins to begin from midnight. And that's when the Shekhinah, the Zohar HaKadosh says, the Shekhinah, Kaviyochel, goes down to Gehenna, and there to try to scoop up on a daily basis those sparks of Kedusha that are ready to be rescued. Those neshamos that are ready to come out of Gehenna in a sense, or all of those sparks of Kedusha that are ready to be extracted from Gehenna, that happens during that second half of the night, during Chatzos. And that's why these tzaddikim that get up at Chatzos and they davenen and learn, they're the ones who are really pouring fuel into the Shekhinah to give it the strength to do this project, to do this item of elevating the Malchus the Asiya Mibein HaKlipos. That's on one level. The second time this happens, for all of us other children who get up in the morning instead of in the middle of the night, we get up in the morning, the first thing we do is we daven. Before a person eats, before a person plays, before a person does anything, first thing is davening. Davening, the first section of tefillah is karbonos, up until Psukei Dezimra. The Arizal explains that the purpose of karbonos is to bring about a tikkun for the Olam Ha'asiya. And it's for that reason that one of the prime, one of the most important sections of karbonos is the Ketoris. Because the function of saying the Ketoris, by saying Ketoris, we're acknowledging that there's 11. What do you mean 11? There's only 10 in the Kedusha. 11 means we're leaving the Kedusha, we're going down into the Tumah, into the basement, and there we're going to elevate, we're going to take from the Tumah, mud, filth, things that have a foul smell, and we're going to elevate it into the Kedusha. Just like Tefillah B'Tzibur, the Shulchan Aruch stresses Tefillah B'Tzibur, Tzadikim Beinanim U'Rishoim. The Gemara says in Krisus, any Tefillah that doesn't have Rishoim included in it is not a Tefillah. Chelbana, one of the 11 spices, Chelbana, the Gemara says, had a disgusting smell. Chelban is connected to Rishoim. We once told over from the Shiloh HaKadosh that the Gemara says, interesting, we're 2 weeks before Purim, less than 2 weeks before Purim. The Gemara says, Mordechai min HaTorah minayin. Where do we see a remez from Mordechai in the Torah? That one of the 11 spices was called Mor Doror. And the Targum of Mor Doror is Mordechai. Mordechai. The Gemara says in Chulin, Homon min HaTorah minayin. Where do we see Homon mentioned in the Torah? So the Gemara says, Hamin ho'eitz. Haman was involved in trees. He made trees. Tree of 50 amas to hang Mordechai. Where it talks about the Eitz Hadas, it says, when Hashem said to the Marishan, did you eat from the tree that I told you not to? Hamin ho'eitz, from that species of tree that I told you not to eat, you ate. The word Hamin is spelled Hey Mem Nun. The Shiloh HaKadosh says, let's add to that. Mordechai was in the Ketoris. Mordechai was Mor. There's a Gemara, and usually we say Amalek is total Ra. Amalek, mochoi timche zecher Amalek. You're not allowed to leave over any women or children, no possessions. Destroy completely. Rak Ra, kol hayoim. There's a pasuk in Bereishis which says Rak Ra, kol hayoim. Only bad all day. The last letters of Rak Ra, kol hayoim make up the word Amalek. Amalek is total Ra. And yet we know that it's impossible, literally impossible, to say that Hashem created something that's only bad. The pasuk says, Toiv Hashem lakoil, Hashem is only good, so there doesn't exist the possibility of a metzius of something that's totally ra. Just as the Gemara says in Gittin, Mi b'nei bonov shel homon, they taught Torah to B'nai Israel in B'nai Brak, or in one of the cities. The Gemara says that there were converts that came in B'nai Bonov Shilchamon. How? We don't know. The Gemara says we don't accept converts from Amalek. Somehow, maybe through marriage or what, somehow from them came forth Kedusha. The Shiloh HaKadosh says, how? The answer is because Haman is also in the Ketoris. The word Chelbana is exactly Begematria Haman. Chelbana, which is klipos, tuma, bad smell, Haman is also included in the Torah. And the tzaddik, Mordechai, is the one who is able to be mamshich such a simcha, the simcha of Purim, the high of Purim is so high that we're able to draw out the malchus, the asiyah, mibein haklipos, able to elevate, to make a tikkun for this whole Haman parsha, this whole story. That's why it says over there, One of the major accomplishments of the whole story of Purim was V'rabim me'amei ho'oretz misyadim kinofal pachad Mordechai aleihem. Rabim me'amei ho'oretz misyadim, many goyim converted. That's this malchus de'asiyo ho'ila mi'bein ha'klipos. That's what it is. That's one form of it. Now Rabbi Nezal says, Ois Gimel, Ukisha'odom oise eze mitzvah, when a Jew does a mitzvah, yesh koyach baha mitzvah, leilich ulo oirer kol ho'oilomoi slavoides Hashem Yisborach. A mitzvah is so unbelievably powerful that a mitzvah has the power to turn on all the worlds and activate them for avoides Hashem. Just like Rabbi Nezal has a Torah Likutei Moran later on, where Rabbi Nezal says that one of the paragraphs that we say in Psukei Dezimra is where we say, Halu Hashem Bamroimim, Halu Kol Malochov, Halu Kol Tzavov, Halu Shemesh V'Yoreach, Halu Kol Choich V'Yor. We list just about everything in creation that they should all give praise to Hashem. Rabbi Nezal says that when a Jew says that paragraph in Shachris, he should say it with tremendous simcha. He should picture himself literally as if he's holding a megaphone and he's at the control center of the world and he's issuing a command to every single part of creation, commanding them, you give praise to Hashem, you give praise, you give praise. He's turning on, lahavdil, you picture a person in a stadium, he's in a place where the lights are, the light switches, and he's turning on each time he flicks a light, thousands of lights. Each time he flicks a switch, 1,000 lights go on, another 1,000 lights, literally giving a command to the Shemesh, Yoreach, Malochim, Tzvoim, the Yamim, the Oretz, the Tohoimois, everything is listed in that paragraph. Rabbi Nezal says a person thinks about that, it should bring a person to a tremendous simcha. Imagine, this is what a human being, this is what a Jew is capable of doing. Hashem gives us Rishus, we say in Hallel, Yisrael Mam Shaloisov, that the Jews have memshala, rulership. Each and every yid has the authority to command the entire Bria to give Shemach to Hashem. Here Rabbi Nezal says, you should know that each mitzvah has this authority, this strength, literally to be ma'orer all the olamos to serve Hashem. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says, when Moshe Rabbeinu said to Paroi, we're leaving Mitzrayim, again, Malchus de Asiyo ho'oila mi'bein ha'klipois. Mitzrayim, center of klipois. The Yidden, Malchus de Asiyo at that time. When the Yidden were leaving Mitzrayim, Moshe Rabbeinu said, it's not just we that are going, binureinu u'bizkeinenu neilech, bitzayneinu u'vivkareinu neilech. When we go, everything goes with us. The young, the old. This represents the different levels of spheroids. Netzach Hoyd Yisoyed are called Binoreinu. Zikeinenu is Chochma Binodas. Tzaynenu, our Bukareinu, our animals. Representing all different levels of creation. When the Jew goes up, when a Jew through a mitzvah, by doing a mitzvah, the simcha goes up, he takes everything up with him. V'zeh bechinas malchus Malbish Netzach Hoyd Yisoyed Shehem Klei Halicha. The Arizal explains that when this Malchus, which was originally in the Klipois, when a person is Zoicha to succeed at getting it out of the Klipois, it doesn't just move up to the first floor, to the floor of Malchus, but it keeps going up to the extent where Malchus goes up now and surrounds Netzach Hoyd Yisoyed. It becomes a cloak like a Malbush for Netzach Hoyd Yisoyed. Shehem klei ha'halicha. They represent the feet. Now, the Arizal says that the first, where do we see clearly that Malchus can do this, that Malchus can be Malbush Netzach Yisoyed? Take a look at these letters. Nun he yud, Netzach Yisoyed, is Bigimatria, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, which is Hashem's name for Malchus, Adni. So we see here that Netzach Yisoyed, their levush, is Malchus. Shehem klei ha'alicha, they represent the feet, and the feet, when the feet move, it's not just the feet that move, when the feet move, they take everything with them, right? The whole body moves, the body and the head. This represents the power of hisoirus, to be mo'irer, the whole creation. That when the Malchus is zoicha to come out of the klipois and to be malbish, netzach yisoyed, it brings a hisoirus into the whole bria. V'ze b'chinas toiras eloikov b'liboy loy simad ashurov. David HaMelech says in Tehillim, he has the Torah of Hashem in his heart, and therefore his feet will not go astray. They won't go on the wrong path. Rabbi Nathan explains, Torah represents the Torah Selikov is the mitzvot, the 613 mitzvot. Beliboy, in his heart, we said before, the lev is the Shechina. The lev is Simcha, right? Loi simad ashurov, his feet will not go astray, shehi hoileches la'oirer. It means that a person who has this mitzvah, this asiyas ha-mitzvah besimcha, his feet go to be ma'oirer, to arouse. V'ze b'chinas halichois eli malki ba'koidesh. There's a pasuk that says, halichois eli malki ba'koidesh. Malki is again the Malchus, the Shechina. Bakoidesh represents the mitzvos. The mitzvos are the kiddush of a person. Rabbi Nazal says, Kishemalin Malchus l'toich ha-kiddusha, when a person is zoche to take the Malchus out of Klipa and bring it back into the kiddusha, him labeshes es halichos keli. It cloaks the halichos, the feet, which are the netzach hoyd yisoyin. Es netzach hoyd yisoyin, leilech ula oirer kol advorim la'avodas Hashem yisborach. And what do the feet do? They go and awaken and arouse everything else for avodas Hashem. This concept of his oiri kivo oirer kumi oiri. It's to wake up everything. His nari may offer kumi livshi bigdei sefarte chami. His nari, shake yourself forth from the dust, from the dirt, from the klipos, may offer kumi, rise up from the offer, which is the mokum of klipos, livshi bigdei sefartech, and put on the clothes of tiferes, of hisparus, of beauty, this concept of malchus being malbish. Hashem moloch geus lovesh. Malchus is always known as a lavush. It's brought that the first letters of Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Eilelam Voed are bigimatria lovesh, if I'm not mistaken. Either that or the first letters of Shema. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Either one represents oil Malchus Shemaim. The first letters make up the word Lovesh because Malchus is the Lavush. So we're up to Netzach Hoyd Yisoid. Next, Rabbein Azal says, Val Yidei HaHisoirus, Hainu Al Yidei Halicho, through Netzach Hoyd Yisoid being activated, being turned on by this Malchus clothing them, and that causes this Hisoirus, Nimshach Brocha B'chol Hoy Lamois. This is what causes Brocha to be drawn down from above into all the worlds. V'ze b'chinas netzach hoyd yisoid malbishin es chesed gvura teferes. These lower three, then netzach hoyd yisoid with the malchus as a levush, they rise up and they overlap, they become a levush for chesed gvura teferes, the three spheroids above them. Nimtza she'oilin horaglin b'b'chinas yodayim. This is a concept of the feet going up to the hands. B'b'chinas, there's a pasuk in the Torah that shows this. When the Jews were doing battle against Sisera, and they won, they defeated him, because they didn't do tshuva at that time. They were zochet asiyas ha-mitzvos b'simcha. The pasuk says, v'telech yad b'nei Yisrael holech v'koshe. The hand of the Jews went forth in power. Vatelech, it should say, Vatelech Ragle Yisrael, Vatelech Yad. There's a concept of the Klei Halicha rising up to the Yodayim. Chesed Gvura Teferes represent the right hand, the left hand, and the trunk of the body, this upper area. Oh, I'm sorry, we skipped two lines. V'zebechinas netzach hod yisoid malbishnas achesed gvura teferes shema Yodayim. Shemishom kol habrochois. It's from the Yodayim that the brochois come forth. V'zeh b'chinas, this is, because we know when a tzaddik is a brocha, he gives a brocha with his hands. When the koyhanim give a brocha to Bnei Yisrael, the birchas koyhanim is called nesias kapayim, lifting up the hands, because the hands are the clay brocha. V'zeh b'chinas, Rabbein Azal says, so now we said that netzach hoyd yisoid rise up to the hands, the feet rise up to the hands, and their mamshich brocha. Zebchinas, as the pasuk says, "Vayevorech Hashem oischo leragli." Yaakov Avinu said to Lavan, the bracha that Hashem gave you was because of me. Laragli means because of me. But Rabbeinu Zal says, Vayivorech Hashem Oyscha, the bracha comes laragli, to the feet. Bracha represents the hands usually. The feet rise up. Netzach HaYisoid rise up to Chesed Gvur Teferes. Nimtza, She'oilin Haraglin Bebechinas Yodayim. The feet go up to the Bechina, the hands. Bebechinas, Vatelech Yad Bnei Yisrael Cholech Bekoisha. The hand walked. Vatelech Yad, implying a kesha between the Raglayim and the Yodayim. V'ikra HaBrocha is Miyodayim, and the main brocha comes only from the hands. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says, Vayiso Aharonis Yodov El Ha'om Vayivorechem. Aaron HaKohen picked up his hands, and he blessed Bnei Yisrael. V'ukamayishakosvenes, there's another Pasuk that says, Midei Avir Yaakov, Misham Roya Even Yisrael. It's from the hands of our forefather Yaakov Avinu. From there comes forth Shefa, Roya, refers to Shefa, to Evan Yisrael, to the Klal Yisrael, the Av Ubenin, the father and sons of Klal Yisrael. Next, Oisei. V'ikra ha-brocho shenishpoim ha-yodayim heim ha-seichel. When we talk about receiving a bracha, and the bracha coming from the hands, what's the main bracha that a person needs? When we start the Shemayin Esrei, what do we begin with? After we finish the introduction, the praises of Hashem, the first thing we ask for is, Ato chanein liyodom das, chanein mitchadei abin avaskel, chochma bin avadas. The ikar of bracha is seichel. It's brought, Rav Nosson Zal's Talmidim would watch him when he daven Shemayin Esrei, to learn from him, to see how do you daven Shemayin Esrei. So they watched him, they wanted to see which part does he stress more, and which part. They saw that when it came to that first bracha Shemayin Esrei, that was his tachana merkazit. When it came to atochanim yodam das, that's where he parked. He went into park for a little while. No, it's because they saw that he really knew what the ikar of the whole Shemayin Esrei was. We ask for parnasa, we ask for refuah, we ask. All important, most important is das, seichel. Because the Gemara says, in das koniso ma chosarto, in das chosarto ma koniso. If a person has everything else in the world but seichel, they have zero, they have nothing. It won't help them. The more possessions they have, the more it'll hurt them. And if a person has seichel and nothing else, that person could be called a sholem, in a sense. So now Rabbeinu Zal says the ikar bracha, which comes from the hands, is seichel. We know that seichel is chachma. Chachma is 10. We say oz yoshir Moshe bnei Yisrael. Rashi Kodesh says it should have said oz shor Moshe. What's the yud? Yud al shem hamachshava nemra. The yud is referring a thought to the future. Yud represents chachma, which is the 10th sphira. The hands have 10 fingers, showing that the ikar hashpo of the Yodayim is chachma, this birchas haseichel. Ukishaboim lamato nasim, and when the bracha comes down, when the bracha spirals down from above, from Hashem, nasim lekolechod viechod kefi ritzoinoi, the bracha gets converted into what each and every person wants it to be. Each and every single person, according to what they're looking for from Hashem, according to what they're asking for, this bracha in its origin is seichel. It's oyer, it's light, it's seichel. When it comes down to this world, according to the kind of keli that a person presents, which is the rotzain of the person, that's what determines whether it translates into dollars, or it translates into other things, or it remains in its pure form, which is in the form of seichel. Kamay shekosu, as the pasuk says, poiseach es yodecho umazbia lechol chai rotzain. Hashem opens up his hands, and he gives every person rotzain, according to his rotzain, according to what you want. You get what you want. It starts off as seichel, yodayim, poiseach es yudecho, the Gemara darshins, yud, the yud is chachma, but it ends up in whatever the person wants. Bechein, therefore, mi shehu bal nefesh, a person who is a mensch, person who's got brains, tzorich lechavein ritzoinoi, has to concentrate and focus their attention, sheyamshich bircha sechel, That what does the person really want? They want sechel. The bechinas, as the pasuk says by Yaakov Avinu, sikel es yodov. When Yaakov Avinu was giving the bracha to Menashe and Ephraim, it says he put his hands in reverse. The word that's used over there in the pasuk is sikel es yodov. He put sechel into the hands. In other words, he went for the sechel in the hands in giving the bracha. Ubebechinas, as the pasuk says, Mikdosh Hashem koinenu yodecho. It's the Mikdosh of Hashem for which you're mechavein your yodayim. What is the Mikdosh of Hashem? Das. The Gemara says that the Beis HaMikdosh was a center of Das. The Gemara says there are two things that are written in between two names of Hashem. There's a pasuk that says, Kel Deois Hashem. The word Das is written between two names of Hashem, Kel and Yudkei Vovkei, and the word Mikdosh is written between two names of Hashem. Hashem, Mikdosh Hashem, Koinenu Yodecho. The word Mikdosh is written between Yudkei Vovkei and Yudkei Vovkei. The Gemara says this come to teach us that Kol Mi Sheyesh Bo Deyo Kilu Nivne Beis HaMikdosh B'yomov. That whoever has Das, it's as if the Beis HaMikdosh were built in their time. Because the Beis HaMikdosh represents Das, Sechel. So here Rabbein Azal says, note what the pasuk says, Mikdosh Hashem koinenu yodecha, be mechavim biyodayim for Mikdosh Hashem, for Das. That's what, that should be your ikar kavona. V'ze bechinas chesed gvura teferes shemalbishim es chochma bino das. This is what's meant by the spheroids of chesed gvura teferes, which represent the hands rising up and becoming a levush for Chochma Bino and Das. Because the ikar of what you want to draw into the hands is the Sechel. This is why if you take a look at the Birchas Kohanim, what's their bracha? Yoyer Hashem Pono Veilecho Vichuneko, Yis Hashem Pono Veilecho. The Oyer HaPonim of Hashem, which is the Chochma. Chochma Sod, there's a pasuk, Chochma Sodom To'ir Ponov. That it's the wisdom of a person that's the light on his face. So if the Iker Bracha that the Kohanim are giving us is the Oyer HaPonim, what they're blessing us with is Chachma. If a person concentrates at that time when they're receiving the Bracha of the Kohanim, that what do I want? I want Sechel, I want Das. Even though the Gemara says, Yivorechecho b'mamoin, v'yishmerecho min amazikin, and so on and so forth, the Iker Bracha is Das. If a person has Das, automatically he'll have money, he'll have everything, he'll know what money is. If a person doesn't have Das, he could have all the money in the world and he thinks it's junk. He doesn't respect it. He doesn't know how to use it to his own advantage. But if a person is zochet to be mamsh, to concentrate on Das, on Sechel, the person gets everything. Next. Now Rabbein Azal says, so we got up to brains. We got up to Chochma Bina Das. V'tzorich lahamshich emuna l'toich birchas ha-sechel. Brains alone is very dangerous. Rabbein Azal says, a person has to see to it to be mamshich emuna, faith, into this birchas ha-sechel. Ki ein lismoich al ha-sechel bi'atzmoi ki yodua. Because a person should not rely on brains alone, as is known. When a Jew goes to learn Torah, if a Jew dares to learn Torah before saying Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Asher Bochar Bonu Mikol Ha'amim, before saying Birchas HaTorah, before davening, before declaring their faith in Hashem, then the learning is going to harm them. If a person isn't Nispalel, Hashem help me, that my learning should be the way the Gemara says. The rabbis used to say a tefillah before they learned and a tefillah after they learned. Why? Because they understood that the Sechel ein lismoich al ha-sechel bi'atzmoi. You have to be mamshich emuna into the birchas ha-sechel. V'zeh b'chinas ish emunois rav brochois. The pasuk says a person who has a lot of faith has a lot of bracha. Meaning, you have to understand that into this bracha, the bracha is only useful. This birchas ha-sechel is only good when it's ish emunois, when the person has the emuna to go with it. Ubechinas vayhi yodov emuna. We see the pasuk says when Moshe Rabbeinu was doing battle against Amalek, his hands were emuna. The hands represent the bracha, the birchas ha-sechel, sikel es yodov. Not enough. Not just sechel. The hands have to have sechel plus emuna. Ubechinas vekamto biyodcho mamleches Yisrael. You will establish with your hands the kingdom of Bnei Yisrael. Mamleches, Malchus is emuna. Malchus is always synonymous with emuna, because a melech is nothing on his own, except the fact that people accept his authority over them. The levona is the symbol of the malchus. The moon has no light of its own except what it receives from the sun. And so too, emuna is something that has no light, no das, no sechel to it. Emuna means I believe even though I don't understand. It's not lit up to me. It's dark to me, and still I believe. Hainu sheyamshich emuna l'toch birchas hayadayim. A person has to see to it to draw emuna into this bracha of the hands, this birchas hasechel. V'zeh bechinas, this is what the pasuk means when it says, Ubonisi loy bayis nemon. I will build for him a trustworthy house. Ubonisi, to build, this is the union of shefa. I'll establish a center, bonisi, beis hamikdosh, sechel das, bayis nemon. The bayis, this bayis, which will have all of this sechel, will have nemon, it'll have emuna in it. V'zeh bechinas, Emunoscho bikal kedoshim. There's a pasuk that says your faith is found by the gathering of kedoshim, of holy ones. Kodesh zebechinas moichin. Kodesh is always synonymous with brains. We say in the morning when you put on tefillin, kadesh li kol b'chor, and b'chor is rachis. Rachis is chokhma. Kodesh is synonymous with chokhma always. So kodesh represents the moichin. And the moichin must have emuna. Emunascha bekal kedoshim. That's how the Gemara learns out, davening with a minion. Emunascha is tefillah, bekal kedoshim in a minion. Kohol means a gathering of 10. 10 is chokhma, we said. Emunascha bekal kedoshim. You have to see to be mamshich emuna into the chokhma. V'ze bechinas malchus diyetziro nasa mimeno chochma bina das nasiya. What happens when you get up to chochma bina das? You finish baloney. That's when you first, the tikkun of the moichin is when you draw down to them from the malchus of the world above. The malchus knows we went up within one world, within the olam ha'asiya. We started from the basement. We were mal the malchus mibena klipois up to netzach hod yisoid. Netzach hod yisoid was malbish chesed gvur teferes. Chesed gvur teferes was malbish chochma bina das. Now you're there. Now to get to the next level, you have to bring down from the malchus of the next world, the olam hayetzira. You have to bring that malchus down to chochma bina das to make the world, the olam huasiya, complete by drawing the emuna from the next floor. The next floor, drawing emuna down into the seichel, that's how the person completes the tikkun of the olam huasiya. It's not completed with chachma. The complete cycle starts from malchus, emuna, then up to meichin, and then back to emuna. Just like davening in the morning, tefillah, Torah, and tefillah. A tefillah before you learn, and a tefillah after you learn. This cycle, starting from malchus, and ending with malchus. A complete cycle is when the malchus of Yetzira was mashpia, emunoscha bikal kedoshim. You shined the emuna, the malchus of the olam ha-Yetzira, into the kedoshim, into the moichin of the olam ha-Asiya. Ad kan ha-kof aleph. We'll hold it over here. And we got to know what Ktoiris is, what it means to say Ktoiris, what it means to get up for Chatzah, all a few points. But in terms of really understanding what Rabbein Azal is talking about Lamaisa here, and where this takes place, how this will explain hundreds of events in Jewish history, that's what the Likutei Halachos does for you. And the Likutei Halachos will show you how these concepts apply to all kinds of things that are mentioned in the Gemara and Shulchan Aruch all over the place. Baruch Hashem.